So we were in the middle of this wonderful Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. I'm going to say over yesterday the first shot, and then we'll learn in the rush the second shot. Well, the truth is, the rush brings the second shot after the next piece of Gemara. So after I say over the first shot, I'm going to learn the next piece of Gemara. Then I will go back and learn the second shot. The Shaila was, Rami Bar Chama wanted to know. We know there's halacha l'maishim in Sinai that a quarter of a kav of bones that I'm going to take Beisul Shita that come from 120 fragments of 125 bones or fragments of two thighs and a foot or a foot and two feet and a thigh, the fragments of those bones, if they constitute a quarter of a kav, which is a lug, which is, we'll say for argument's sake, anywhere between 12 and 16 ounces, are metama b'ayol. And by a nazir, you don't have to be megaleach. That's the halach of a quarter of a kav. Came along the Gemara Rami Bar Chama and wants to know, a shedra and gogailas, which when they're ever alone, are metame b'ayol, even if they're not a shear, a shedra and gogailas, right, are always metama b'ayol. How about if you have a quarter of a kav of just those two bones? They're not Rav Binyan, they're not from 125, and they're not Rav Binyan, they're not constitute most of the build of the person, right? But it's the Shedra and Gogailas. It's fragments of Shedra and Gogailas that are a quarter of a kav, metame, even though they don't meet the standard of Rav Binyan and Rav Binyan. That was the question of Rami Bar Chama. Rava answered, and Rava assumed in his answer, that every Shedra and Gogailas has a quarter of a kav. And it says, Shedra Gogailas are metame b'ayol. And every Shedra Gogailas, Rabin is a question assumes, has a quarter of a kav. Now, if a quarter of a kav of a Shedra Gogailas is metame, so why do I need a whole Shedra Gogailas ever? Every time I have a Shedra Gogailas, I have a quarter of a kav. And if I have a quarter of a kav, I don't need a whole Shedra Gogailas, if Rami Bar Chama's question has any side to it. Therefore, Rava wants to prove that a Shedra and Gogailas, a quarter of a kav of Shedra and Gogailas, will not be metame. That was Rava's proof, because then you wouldn't need a whole one. Every whole one has at least a quarter of a kav, and if it has at least a quarter of a kav, I don't need a whole one. That was Rava's thing. So the Gemara answered, right, but Rava said himself, the Gemara comes back, Rava himself said there are Shedra and Gogailas that don't have a quarter of a kav. So the Gemara, you're right. But he tried to prove the Shaila from Rami Bar Chama, he was under the perception that every Shedra and Gogailas has a quarter of a kav. When he heard from Rabbi Akiva that two Mason Shedra and Gogailas combined, and Rabbi Akiva also said a right by a kav of two Mason combined, so he said to himself, if every Shedra and Gogailas has a right by a kav, so a right by a kav of two Mason combined, so for sure a Shedra and Gogailas of two Mason combined, if I'm right that every Shedra and Gogailas has a quarter of a kav, must be that I'm wrong. Not every Shedra and Gogailas has a quarter of a kav. And Inuchinami, we don't prove Rami Bar Chama Shaila. That was the Gemara we learned yesterday, the first shot, according to the Rush. Now, the Gemara continues, Tashmash. We are the third line from the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Tashmash. We had this before, and this is a repeat. Shammai Aymer. Etzem Echad Min Shedra Min Gogailas. Shammai says that quarter of a kav can consist of one fragment of the Shedra or Gogailas. Right? That's what Shammai said. One fragment of the Shedra Gogailas, which is a quarter of a kav, is enough to be Matama Bayo. I don't need that it come from 125 bones, and I don't need that it come from Rav Binyan, even from the Shedra to Gogailas, one bone. That's what Shammai said. Now, here is Shammai saying clearly that you can have a quarter of a kav of just Shedra and Gogailas, and it's Matama Bayo, right? So therefore, right, so we see that let me draw a button, hold, that you need Shammai said a quarter, even one bone from the Etzem Gogailas are Matame. That's what Shammai said. Now, he only needed one bone. He didn't need a quarter of a kav. Shammai said, I feel an etzem min hashedra min hagailas, means you don't even need a quarter of a kav. just a fragment of the Shedra and just a fragment of Rugi Gailas. That's how the Gemara understands it. Means the Rabbanon who argue wouldn't argue and say even a quarter of a kav is not metame. They would only say that less than a quarter of a kav is not metame. That's what the Gemara's Havamin is. Because if Shammai goes to the extreme and says even if less than a quarter of a kav is metame, then the Rabbanon who argue wouldn't go that far away and say even a quarter of a kav doesn't work. He says one bone, and we say a quarter of a kav. So the Gemara no raya. Shaini Shammai the machmer tvei. Shammai is a bigger machmer. So Dr. Gemara go the other way. Lipshim not time in the Shammai the machmer. Hala Rabbanon adi ikin chatzi kav atzamas. The Rabbanon would say that you need a half a kav of bones for a nazir to be megaleach, and a shedro gogailus that make a quarter of a kav would not make a nazir be megaleach. Zok the Gemara, Dilma adkan lepligi Rabbanon aleder shamei abatzemechad. Abu berayv atzamas afilu Rabbanon maydu. Maybe they would agree by Rav Atzamas of the Shedra Gagailas that a Nazir is Megaleach and that it's Matama Bayal. So there's no Raya. That's what the Gemara answers. Meaning, you don't know what Rabbanon holds. Shammai is an extreme. He says even one bow, not a quarter of a kav of Shedra Gagailas, is Matama Bayal. Right. Now, we don't know how far the Rabbanon take it. The Rabbanon say that a quarter of a kav would be Matama Bayal, then you limit the Machlokes. Or would Rabbanon say, no, a quarter of a kav is not Matama Bayal, and then you expand the Machlokes. So we don't know, and therefore it's no Raya. Dr. Rush, Tashima Hashem, I'm a fellow head to Mechem and Hashem Megalus, McLeod Rabbanon, the Pliny Galay, is called the Raya Batsama Sabamem Tame. The Lavochi, Kamaflegus, the Tobu Fail Tuva. You're making the Machlokes much bigger. Right? Much bigger. Ashani shani de machmer. Rabbanon lo yimalach katzikav. Period. Okay. So this is the Rashi search shot. The Gemara, the shaila was Rav Akav of Shedrin Gogailus. That was the shaila, right? And Rava tried to say there's no such thing. Then Rava backed down and said that yes, the Shedrin Gogailus can be much smaller. Then we tried to prove it from Shammai and Rabbanon. We have no proof. The Rush doesn't like this shot, and we'll see why in a moment. So I will speak on the Rush's second shot before I say why he doesn't like the first shot. Or maybe I should read the Rush why he doesn't like the first shot. Tema. I have Tema in the first wide line in my Rush. I don't know where everybody else has Tema. I don't know. Tema. Heichi boy lemifshit leteglachas nazir. Shammai is talking about Tumas Ayol, and we're trying to say that the Rabbanon would agree that a Rav Akav is Matami and Nazir. What does Tumas Ayol necessarily have to do with Nazir? Rami Balchama wants to say that a quarter of a Akav of Shedrin Gagailas would be Matame a Nazir. That's the Shaila. That's included in the Shaila. I didn't specify it. It was my mistake. But Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan, you need a half a kav. So why should Shedrin Gagailas be stricter than that? The Shedrin Gagailas, they farm Gedalim. They're big. The Evshur Shiesh Bem Kokach Atzamas Kamei Rav Binyan or Rav Binyan. Who says that there aren't as many bones in the Shedrin Gagailas that constitute either Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan? Meaning, why is he considering Shedrin Gagailas more strict than Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan? So therefore, the Rush is a noob shot. The Gemara Rami Balchama Shaila was based on a Shaila before. Earlier in the page, Rami Balchama had a Shaila, whether Shedrin Gagailas means both, or Shedrin Gagailas means either one. That was Rami Balchama Shaila. So the Rush learns that if Shedrin Gagailas are both, then you need a Chatzi Kav. But if Shedra and Gagailas are separate, then even a quarter of a kav would be enough. Because you see the severity that even one of those can be Matama Bayal. And since you see that it can be making Nazir be Megaleach, right? The Mishnah said Shedra and Gagailas and Nazir is Megaleach. If it means either or, one of them is enough, Rami Bar Chama holds that if one of them is enough, then a quarter of a kav of them is also strict. Because we never find that one bone should be so strict that by itself, even if it has no quarter of a kav, it can make a person and not should be megaleach. So if you need both, so then you don't see the severity of shadron l'gayel. If you need two, so it's not so severe. So then Rabbi Bachama said it wouldn't be treated different than any other bones. You would need a chatzi kav. But if you learn it means shadron or l'gayelus, so then you see the severity of shadron l'gayelus. So if it's severe enough that one by itself can be metame b'ayel, if it's whole, it makes sense that if you have a quarter of a kav of it, you may make a nazi b'galeach. Let's read the Rashi itself. It's telling the one up before. The Pshita Leila Rami Bachama knew that if you need both, the boy Chatzikav, you would need a Chatzikav of fragments. The Aloy Chamiri, it's not that strict. The Ishadra Oigagailistan, Pshita Leila Ravimahamigaleach, given the Chamiri. If one of them can do it, you see the severity. If you need both of them, it's not so severe. He's asking that shaila all over again. And therefore, a great bakav of it would be matame ben azir. Right? So now, based on that understanding of the Shaila, Rav is saying, again, the same Raya, every Shedra and Gugaylus have a right back up. So if every Shedra or Gugaylus have a right back up, why would I need right back up? It's a whole Shedra. Right? And Gemara's answer is no, every Shedra and Gugaylus don't have a right back up. But then the Raya from Shammai makes more sense, because Shammai said, Habam bin Ashedra, Oymen al Gugaylus. So he's telling me either or, which is the same riot we brought in the Amid Beis, that Shammai saying either or. Last time I see Shabbat Masnis and Dolos, the Mishami Matami Be'etz and Mechem and Hashedra Megalus. He holds one word, Mechal the Rabbana Matami B'Shedra Oy Megalus. Right? He holds, the Rabbana holds a whole Shedra or itself for a whole Gugalus, Alma Kamiri. And then the Gemara answered, no. Maybe the Rabbana holds that you need both. And the Gemara says, so prove the Rabbanan holds they need both, because they don't hold like Shammai. The Gemara says, you don't know how far the Rabbanan go. Live should be not time in the Shammai to mock my brother in Chavat Samus. Come on, Rabbanan, boy, Shadu, and Gemara, and Tinyan Tumma. So you have to start, it's not me, boy, Chatzikav. Okay. So at the end of the day, we haven't proven the Shailas, either of the two Shailas. First Shaila was, is Shadu and Gemara together or separate? We didn't prove it. Then Rami Bachama went and asked the same Shaila again in a different way. He said, a consequence of my first Shaila would be, is a Raiva Akav of a Shedra or Gugaylus Matame, depending how strict, how severe did the Torah treat Shedra or Gugaylus. If the Torah treated them separately, that means the Torah really treats them severe, a quarter of a Kav and Nazir would be Megaleya. If the Torah needed both of them, so it's not so severe, so you would need a half a Kav like all other bones. And the Gemara tries to prove it, and at the end of the day has no proof.
Why would you think that it wasn't
this Kabbalah Halacha? My answer is, I don't know. We rarely have, again, my limited knowledge of Shas, I don't know how many times we have so many clairs in a Halacha Lamaish machine. I mean, I can't say we never have it. We have it by Tzairis, Kayak Kaykai. Is it included? Is it not included? We have some that come to mind. That the Gemara clears that about a local Moshe Mitzvah, but I don't remember ever being so intricate. But then maybe because it's Tumah Tara, it's very intricate to me. And Tzairis is not so intricate because I'm so used to it. Okay, here we go. New sugya. I'm Reb Lazer. Chatzik Zkenim or Rishainim, the old Zkenim. Okay, let me explain. We have two issues. What's Matama Bayo? And what is a Nazir Megaleach on? Now, in most cases, they're one and the same. Right? When we read the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said what a Nazir is Megaleach on, most of them, right, most of them are one and the same. I'm trying to find the Mishnah. Here it is. Right? Zai Mace. Tamabayo, Nazir is Megaleach. Zai is Menameis. Tamabayo, Nazir is Megaleach. Zayas Netzel, Matam Babayo, Nazis Mgaleach. Moli Taivid Rekav, Matam Babayo, Nazis Mgaleach. Shedul Gugailis, either both or one. Nazis, it's Matam Babayo, Nazis Mgaleach. Evim Nameis, Evim Nachayash Yeshal Basa Karoi. All those things are Nazis Mgaleach and it's Matam Babayo. Now the next two is where the Mishnah makes a difference. The Mishnah says Chatzi Kava Tumas, which a Nazir is not Megaleach on less than that, and the Mishnah in Olu says that he does Matam Abayo even by a quarter of a Kav. And Chatzi Lug Dam, where the Mishnah says in Olu it's Matam Abayo by Rabias Dam, and here it says a half a Lug. So this is where our Mishnah drove a wedge between the Halach of Tumas Ayo and the Halach of Nazir being Megaleach. That Tumas Ayo is by Chatzi, a quarter of a Kav and a quarter of a Rabias and a quarter of a Lug. And another is only Megaleach on double that size. That's what our Mishnah did. Not everybody agreed to that. There were people that held everything needs a quarter of a kav, including Nazir. There were people that held everything needs a half a kav, including the Tumas Ayo. So that was a machloikus over generations, what the shear of both Ayo and Nazir is. So Zakr Mazir. Skeinim Rishainim, Mitzasim Ayuaimim. Some said, Chatzi Kav Atzamas, the Chatzi Lugdam, Lechol for everything. They argued in the Mishnah novels. They said that Tumas Ayil is only by half a Kav and a half a Lug. They didn't agree to the Mishnah novels that it's a quarter of a Kav and a quarter of a Lug for Tumas Ayil. That's what they said. Roiv Atzamas Revi Islam, Laila Kol. And a quarter of a Atzamas and a quarter of a Lug won't be Matam at all. Won't be Matam at all. Period. They argued in the Mishnah and Olas. Mitzasim Ayuimim. Then some said the other way. Af Raiv Atzamas Urevias Dam Lakol. No. Everything is Matamai by Raiv Atzamas and Urevias Dam. Nazir, Ayo, no difference. So both of these Shittas in the Skeinim and Rishainim. And the older Skenim, nobody differentiated between Tumas Ayo and when the Nazir has to take a haircut. To them, it was one and the same. If it's Matam Abayo, the Nazir takes a haircut. They had a machloikas. How much do you need to be Matam Abayo? Some held a half a cup, some held a quarter of a cup. But nobody said, it's Matam Abayo, but the Nazir is not Megaleach. That didn't exist. They both held, they're strong in their shittas. One said, Chatzi Kav for everything, and one said, a Revias Kav for everything. One said Chatzi Lug, and one said Revias Lug. Bezin Shalach Reyam Amru, the later generations, differentiated. They said Chatzi Kav, the Chatzi Lug Dam Lachel. You're right, a half a Kav will do it all. It'll be Matam Abayo, and another will have to take a haircut. Roivat Samas Revias Dam, the Truma. He's Tamei, can't eat Truma. The Kachim. He becomes Truma, Tamei, Bayo, can't eat Kachim. Avuloy, the Nazir, Vaisa Pesach. But for a Nazir, he doesn't have to start over again. And a person who has to send his Korban Pesach, if he's Tameh from a quarter of a calf of bones, or from a quarter of a lug of Ba'adam, does not get absolved from Korban Pesach. Now, it's not so simple, because what is he supposed to do if he's in the middle of his 7 days? He won't be able to eat Korban Pesach. But I guess it's talking about, I don't know. I don't know what it means. What does it mean, Ba'isa Pesach? Because I'm not sure. What is he supposed to do? What is this Isa Pesach supposed to do? He's in the middle of his tumah. He won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Yeah, but that wouldn't make a difference. When it took him 7 days, even any tumah. Does anybody explain in the bottom, Artsko, Rabbeinu Artsko? Is anybody looking at an Artsko that can help me? What? Can I take a look at it?
Thirteen, I think.
Rambam says that if it's another, it's a, the seventh day. I'm not sure. Isn't a person who's tummy from a quarter of a kav, from a half a kav, also on the seventh day allowed to eat it? Is the Rambam saying that an Eisah Pesach on the seventh day depends on his, if it was only from a quarter of a kav, we let him eat it. If it's a half a kav, we won't let him eat it? The Karen Ira says that from Tamri Shainim is Mashma, that a person who became Tamri from a quarter of a kav or from a quarter of a vias can eat the Pesach during the days of his Tumah. He says that the Halacha L'Maishmi Sinai allows that person to eat Karban Pesach in the middle of his days of Tumah. Who brings that down? Oh, yeah? Okay. Wouldn't be Chayv Karis, right?
It's unbelievable.
What?
It's unbelievable. Even one daf. How much effort was put into one daf?
Rabbeinu, I told you, I call him Rabbeinu Artskol, right? For a reason. I'm not making fun. I'm seriously respecting him.
One of his businesses just filed for bankruptcy.
I'm very happy to hear that. I'm not happy to hear that. I'm not making a collection for him yet. Okay, but let's go.
One of his furniture
businesses. Okay, I feel bad for him. But maybe it's better for him. I don't know. Everybody's not wanted it that way. Right. So what happened was, in the earlier generations, they didn't differentiate. They had an argument. Then came the later generation and differentiated. And the question is, how does a later generation come and differentiate something that the earlier generations didn't? We're dealing with Halacha L'Maaseh Sinai. Here comes one generation says everything is half a log, half a cup. Other generation, the others cheat to that same generation, quarter a log, quarter a cup. Comes along a generation later, no, we'll make a difference. Hello? What right do you have to do that? But the Gemara asks a different question. The Gemara says, Michti, Ein Achroa Shlishis Mechres. We accept compromise in cases when each opinion at least recognizes that there might be a difference. Like if the first opinion would have said, both Pesach and Oil, and the second opinion would have said, I'm sorry, both Nazir and Oil, and the other one would have said, both Nazir and Oil the other way. By mentioning both, they would have recognized that there's room for a difference. So then a third opinion can come along and make the difference. But if the first opinion just said, this is it, the second opinion said, this is it, and they didn't even mention that perhaps you can differentiate, how can a third opinion come along and say, oh, we're going to differentiate? So the Gemara Amr of Yaakov Ha'idi, Mipi Shmua Amru, Mipi Chag Yitzchayim Malachi. This was not their own decision. They had a Messiah from the Nevi'im that this was Halacha L'Maaseh Sinai. That means the argument here is the first generation didn't have that Messiah from the Nevi'im. For whatever reason, they weren't privy to that Messiah from Chag Yitzchayim Malachi, who were the last Nevi'im, who were at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. They were the last prophets. And they gave over, this is not prophecy, we don't rely on prophecy for Halacha. They taught it. They were prophets and they knew how to learn very well. And they taught the Messiah that they had. And the later generations were privy to that. The earlier generations were not privy to that. Therefore, the earlier generations didn't know this difference, and the later generations did.
So they didn't live at the same time as
Chagai. No, obviously the earlier generations didn't live the same time either. And the later generations for sure didn't live the same time. Again, historically this is difficult. Meaning, I'll give a mushroom. In 1930, they didn't have the Messiah. In 1970, they had the Messiah. That's what happened here. The people in 1970 had a Messiah from Chag Yisrael that came down, and those people in 1930 weren't privy to that.
Maybe
so. That's what the Gemara says.
The general population didn't know it.
It's nothing to do with general. We don't possibly by general. We don't take a vote.
I meant the general population of people who are the leaders of Bnei Yisrael. That's what I meant. They didn't have it, or it was a different part of the world, or
yeah, I don't know why they didn't have it.
So how come who knew it wasn't around?
Exactly.
The answer may be, and who are the Zakenim Rishonim? Were the Zakenim Rishonim Zakenim prior to the last three of the Nevi'im?
No, I don't think so. But once we're making things up, we can make up everything we want. I'd just rather not make.
No, I'm not making anything up. The question is, give me another answer.
I just gave it to you. They didn't have the Messiah. Messiah is handed down to right. The person. They didn't have the Messiah. I didn't say they were okay. Before Chag Yisrael Malachi.
Why is that so precise?
No, they were very well may have been prior. There was no Masorah for them to have until the Masorah was given down.
Again, that is also just as difficult because the Nevi'im didn't do it with prophecy. They did it because they learned right. From their Rebbeim and their Rebbeim. So, Manashech, wherever Chag Yisrael Malachi okay. Got it. You're not
got
really,
it.
You're just switching got the question.
Got it.
Zuck the rush. Chachi kav atzama zuchachi duk lako perish the chol dover bein and shir gadol af l'truma v'kachim. U'pakas m'shir zeh ein imetama v'yol ha'meis. U'pligi amas nisim d'alas. That group of Sikanim and Rishanim argued and they said, even for Tumas Ayo, you need a chachi look and a chachi kav. U'mektasen ayo imrim. Mekasin ayayimim, right about Thomas Rebbe's damako. V'av ha-nazir megaleich ha-olam. And even a nazir has to take a haircut. U'pligi ha-mas nitzin da'acha. And they argued in this Mishnah. So who's our Mishnah like? Like the later generations, the Bezin Shalachreyim. Michti, ein ha-chroa shlishis makras, my time of the Bezin Shalachreyim. Pirish, my time of the Mishnitzin. The two Mishnahs are differentiating between being Metama Bayo and another being Megaleach. Where does that come from? If the Skadim and Rishonim didn't, where did the later ones get it? The answer is, they got it from Chag Yisrael and Malachi. That's where they got it from. Dr. Gemar Weiss. Al Elu Hanazir Megaleach. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off, Al Elu Tumas Hanazir Megaleach. And then the Mishnah says, at the end, Al Elu Hanazir Megaleach. Well, you started off Al Elu Tumas Hanazir Megaleach, and then you end up and say again, Al Elu Tumas Hanazir Megaleach. Why didn't you say that twice? Then again, if you go to the next Mishnah, So friends of Gemara, what the Gemara says a statement. I don't know if you call it a question or a statement. So the Gemara, Elu Dereisha, the Mutayatim Kaseira. Meaning like this. Al Elu comes to exclude. Why did it just say, Hanazim Megaleach, Al-Meis, Ramazayas, Ramazayas, what's Al Elu? On these. Why does the Mishnah start with the word on these? Then the Mishnah again at the end says, on these. Every time it says on these, we're obviously excluding something. What are we excluding from the first Alelu? And what are we excluding from the second Alelu? That means obviously we're saying something is not that way. What is not that way? And what are we excluding with the second Alelu? Dr. Gemara, Alelu Dereisha, Lemuti Etzem Kaseira. We want to say that a bone the size of a barley is not enough to be Matama Ba'ayo and another to be Megaleach. So we say, these are the ones, he's Matama Bayo, and he's Megaleach. That one is different. Now, even though the Mishnah says it befavors, but the Mishnah will do that. It will say it and exclude it, and then speak out what it excluded. And I'll Elu the Seifa, and I'll Magaba Masa in, but all along. Only a Magaba Masa, not an Ayo. But Elu the Seifa, Lemuti Evan Haschuchis. Eben Aschuches. Eben Aschuches is they had a. It's a. The Rush has two shot, I believe. No, the Rush has one shot. Yeah, the Rush has two shot. One is that a person, a Nazir, is walking, and there are either branches or boulders or something sticking out over the street. And there are multiples. And under one of them is a mace. Under one of them is a mace. We don't know which one. And the Nazir walks through all of them. Does he have to be Megaleach? I think he walks through all of them. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say that. It's in the next Mishnah. Schochois. It's a tree that's over the ground. So the way the Tosfos explains is right, that each branch or each boulder, whatever it is not a tefach wide. So with the rice, it's not oil.
Why is it?
Because oil has to be a tefach wide. Here, there are branches with air space in between them. The question is that it's not a tefach wide. So it's only a tumah d'rabbanan, not a tumah d'oraisa. So Nazir is not megaleach on that. He doesn't take a haircut. He doesn't over have to redo it over a tumah d'rabbanan. So the second aleilu was to exclude them. Now, even though the Mishnah says it beferish, the Mishnah excluded them with the word aleilu, and then explained which ones it's excluding.
What's the condition of aleilu? It's not even coming anyone. For sure, he's not even coming. The kacha is okay. With the rabbanan maybe, but no, it's no tumah.
I don't know. I hear your question. I mean, we shouldn't say Tani Bada Mefarish. That's what Tyson says. You're right. And Tyson says the same thing in the next one. Schachas and Paras and Mefarish in the next Mishnah. Right. Tani Bada Mefarish. Each branch is less than a tefach.
The whole branch is more than a tefach.
No, one second. The width of the branch.
But the width. So it doesn't make a difference how long the
branch. No, because IO means there's a covering over the guy and over the mace at the same time.
It's a square tefach.
Yes.
Margin.
Yes.
Okay. And that's talking about Evan Skuchis?
That's, it could be stones or it could be branches. Either one.
Is this the first time we found out how wide
it is? No. Well, it depends if you learn Mitzvot or not. What am I supposed to tell you?
It's not good. It's just a fact.
One second. No, but the Chachamim came along and said a person's tummy when he walks through it. A regular person becomes tummy, rabbinically. When he walks under those branches, becomes tummy.
Oh.
So, but the Chiddush is that he gets through it. But a Nazir, it doesn't affect. And the reason is because Rabbanan can't make a Nazir redo Naziris and bring a carbon. They can't make him bring Karbanas when he's not Chayav Karbanas. I have a Rush. I don't think anybody else has it. Only the Eitzvahadra print. I'll read it quickly. It's one line. Eben Aschuches, Hainu Schachos Upras the Sefer. The next Mishnah. V'tani Nami V'adim Mefarish. The Yesh Mefarshim, Evan Aschachis, the Rush brings the second shot. Evan Shesaychen Verayimba, to my Schuchis, the Eim of Via Tumma. I never heard of this before. My knowledge in Tumma Tara is very, very, now I have three more varies limited. But the Rush seems to say that a glass covering is not an aisle. A see-through covering is not maybe a Satumma. I never heard of this before. That doesn't mean anything again, because I didn't hear about it. But the Rush brings a pshat that glass coverings are not maybe a satumah. Now, I don't know if that's only by Nazir. Pashtas, the Rush means to say it's not maybe a satumah, period. That's a chiddush. The glass coverings. I mean, if a person has a glass, if a house has a glass roof that you can see through, some people have a skylight, whatever it is, right? It's not maybe a satoma. Tzuchus means tzaychenba. You can look through it. To me, that's a very, very, again, you know, to me, it's a chiddush. When you don't know things, when you don't know things, it becomes a chiddush. What?
Does the roof specify that it's a ceiling?
Doctor, somebody's talking, yes.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah, he also said
here
that it's a very big chiddush.
Who, Rabbeinu Hartzko? Rabbeinu Hartzko's mosque with a big chiddush, thank you. Yes. Yes, doctor.
Does the Rush specify that it has to be a ceiling, not a window?
Windows don't bring tuma. Only ceilings bring
tuma. No. Do windows allow tuma to escape?
He's talking about becoming tameh.
Right. So it seems to be that he's saying that a glass ceiling is transparent to tuma, that the tuma does not spread. So therefore, it obviates the oil. Am I understanding correctly?
Again, what you're saying so nicely is a very big chiddush. It is a physical test.
I agree. But all the rules of tuma and tar with a corpse or a significant piece of corpse in the house with the open doors and things like that, I've never seen in any of them. Of course, I've not seen a lot, and a lot of what I've seen I've forgotten, but I've never seen windows being allowed to have tuma be a legitimate escape.
I don't know what you mean, and we're not talking about windows. I have mamish no idea. We're not talking about escaping tuma at all here. By the way,
I'm aware of that. I'm just... You know, does he specify a ceiling per se?
He's talking about a ceiling. It says
right.
So I don't know what, I'm not 100% sure what you mean to say. Why should he be talking about windows?
Because windows nowadays are made of glass, and it'll have halachic implications when you've got a corpse inside a morgue. And I haven't seen that brought, but there's a lot of things I haven't seen.
I'm not going to sit here and speculate on something that I didn't know a few days ago, that glass is different than any other oil. And Artsko says it's a big chiddush. What?
From the Karen
Ira. What? Karen Ira says it's a big chiddush. That's even better than Rabbeinu Artsko. Much better. Right, so it's a big chiddush. It's obviously not mentioned in the Mishnah and Aulos, even though I don't know Aulos. But if the Karen Ira says it's a big chiddush, that means he didn't know it either until he saw this rush. That means it's not a Mishnah and Aulos, which he knew all Mishnahs before he learned rush. So therefore, I'm not going to take this chiddush that I never knew of before, and the Karen Ira says it's a big chiddush, and start building on something that I don't have a solid foundation on.
You don't combine the two branches?
No, there's no branches here. The second shot says, first shot is that even though the Rabbanan said one is tameh if they walk under it, even though it's not a tefach.
How far is it from
Egypt? I don't know. Doesn't say.
You can't apply sukkah to this, right?
No, we don't. Again, this, we don't cross apply Hilchos Tuma. Yeah, you can to a certain extent, right? It says you can't apply it. You can't apply. You can't cross apply. But all I'm saying is it's a very big chiddush that glass things are not metamei vayil. This is as far as the test goes. Next Monday morning we start the next Gemara. Everybody should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.